CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everybody, welcome back. We're back for part two of the Big D talk. And then as I did this, I realized, shit, do I have 30 more minutes of shit to but actually I do a lot to talk about. Okay. So what we can do is we can start by playing the clip or replaying the clip.
Okay.
We'll start again. We'll start all over.
I used to wait to run my dishwasher till it was super full.
Oh, here. Now. I'll turn down your there. Oh, shit. Okay.
I turned it down.
Okay. Cool. Let me know when it's ready. But basically, Thakur from the Big D had a big drama that we are interested in. He was with Dee Dee. They were got divorced. Then they went to the Big D to fix whatever situation. Or not even fix, just kind of
find love
with someone else. And then Thakur managed to let Dee Dee go. But then during a fire dance, he held Joe's hand, who was the new person, and then he held Dee Dee's hand at the same time, causing this masterpiece of reality television, a three-way collision, three fights, the chorus starts. So, Blake, if you will.
Yes.
Talk to me. What's going on?
Whatever. You are so critical of me.
I'm not being critical at all. What's going on?
I hate the fact that you're so critical all the time.
What are you thinking right now? What are you feeling?
You know what, Dee Dee? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So you know what? Hey, guess what? You have your relationship with my best friend. So good for you. You enjoy that. And I have to deal with all this.
This is great. She breaks a glass.
Literally.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I would too. Like, yeah. Oh my God. She breaks.
And then he goes and is like, I realize like if we play the whole clip, we will have trouble showing it. Okay. But he goes to her. Wait, just keep playing.
Yeah, okay. Play.
She breaks the glass. Then he goes.
Thakur, hold on. Thakur, let her cool down.
So then this woman that Ashley loves is like,
nah, you gotta handle the drama.
She's always handling the drama.
My best friend.
You know, like.
I'm sorry.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Okay, that's his best friend.
What was that?
What do you mean?
Why are you breaking things?
Can you please walk away?
Why are you breaking things?
I need some space. I'm asking you right now.
Right. I gave you. I asked you.
Give me some space.
And you think it's appropriate to break on the ground?
Can you just walk away from me, please? Thakur.
No.
You gotta let it cool off for a second.
You got upset because I said Blair was my best friend. Why did that trigger you?
Because
I
said that. You're kind of hating it right now. Like it's an issue.
Because.
Why is that?
Some Blair.
Because you get to have
like,
a relationship with my best
friends?
Friend.
What?
You but know, then like, I'm trying to have a relationship with somebody else, and you're like, okay, awesome.
What are you talking about?
No issues with you hanging out with Joe, and she knows that.
Oh, wait, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
I don't mean to interrupt.
Can we talk? Obviously, I know T'Pore is uncomfortable with Dee Dee dating anyone. I think Dee Dee needs to handle that part of her life first before any kind of relationship. You know, where it would be just me and her, not me, her, and T'Pore.
Right.
I don't know.
This guy's whole
so much drama.
It's crazy. His whole voice
you're
is
kidding,
in his nose.
Right?
Wait, T'Pore.
You're kidding me, right? No, like, please don't. No, please don't.
That's my favorite
Blair part. Blair and you were, yes, very close. And
that's my favorite part. When they teased that in the previous episode, that T'Pore was going to be like, he's like, I got to act it out for you, precious audience. He goes like, please don't. Please fucking don't. Like, that's fucking awesome.
No, he's scary.
I love it. Have you ever been with someone? Like, if you don't mind divulging.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a T'Pore type in your life?
Not like that crazy, but I've seen guys like that.
Wait, I know someone we know, if you don't mind, but that you know that might have had something like that. Or it's a crazy cuckoo maloo guy that was like, ah!
I'm not sure.
Well, one time that, you know that movie Mark, wait, you know what? It's not my story to tell. I won't say it. But I will say this, and if you think we should edit it out, I'll say this. One time we were watching, it was like Fear or something, like mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg, that part. And then he goes like, rah, in the door. And then like, or it was some movie like that. And then someone was here that we work with, and then you said, oh, that's like so-and-so. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Okay,
maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But like, I don't know. I feel like I've definitely seen guys like that, but like with me like that, I have had angry guys,
mm-hmm.
but not like that where it's like uncontrollable.
Right, right.
Like the fact that he chased after her when she was like, I need space. Like,
it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, back the fuck up. That's like you're trying to instigate.
Yeah.
You know, like I understand like blowing up. Like I've had anger issues of my own. But like chasing someone when they're trying to like get space is fucking weird.
Right. So like if you communicate, hey, give me my space. I mean, and they don't give it. Isn't that's abuse, right? Like
I feel like it can be because it's like, oh my God, it's escalating. Why? It's only going to escalate to like physical after that if you don't back up out of someone's face.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Dean. Okay. So Dean came on episode 2. And Dean, T'Pore says something about how are you doing with heat?
It's hot.
It's hot? Okay. Excuse me. I just belched a little bit. Sorry, too. So it's like it's disgusting in here. I'm sorry. Ashley makes it classy. Ashley makes it good in here. You know, fuck. What if we die of heat stroke? We only got 8 minutes of this. Maybe we just keep it as one thing. Maybe. The world has had enough of the big D. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's not that important. But I'll talk about this, and we'll fight through this heat because it's for content. You guys, come on! Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Pushing through.
Thank you. Dean comes on. Dean is an African American man, and he wears like a fedora, kind of like me. And he's like, "Hey, I'm Dean. I'm life of the party."
And
right?
He was.
He comes on because he's not coming on with his ex.
Yeah.
He's coming on just Dean.
He was free.
Yeah. And he's like, shots, man, you know,
yeah,
and like.
He was the life of the party.
Right. Flirty. All the girls in the confessional things are like, ah, I love this. I love him. I love his energy. By the way, people talk a lot about energy on this show. Have you noticed that?
No.
They say a lot like,
oh, because
your
I
energy
talk
is
about
really
energy
good.
All the time.
No, I do
so
too.
I'm just like, normal.
Right. No, I do too. But I noticed, I was like, wait, this is like the 50th time I've heard them mention someone
That's
else's
hilarious.
Energy being good. But like, so Dean comes on with the good energy.
I noticed like they talk about energy when they're talking about like T'Pore a lot. Like it's always the dinner table. And
right.
Energy
right now. Yeah. Oh, T'Pore. He's like a rhino or something. He's like, you know.
Yeah.
Dean comes on, so all the girls are like, ah, you know, like, oh, Dean is here. The guys are a little nervous. Well, actually, only T'Pore seems nervous. And by the way, Dean and Devon, them fighting is pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's like, not Dean's like an instigator because, like, he's just very defensive and, like, antagonistic.
Yeah.
I'm like, why was he getting so mad at Devon? Like, what?
Yeah. Like, there was this one part, Devon and his wife or his ex are in the kitchen and they're doing their cutesy thing.
Oh, when he got mad at them for being
cute? Yeah. And
like,
then Dean is like,
hater.
Yeah. And then what's funny is like, dude, Dean, your girl came And then you became like a totally different person.
You're not ready to be in a relationship if you look at another couple being cute and you're like mad.
Right, right, right.
He was like not having that. That was weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, as soon as his ex showed up, his energy switched up.
Yeah. And his ex, I would have to say, of all the women on the show, she's very beautiful.
I didn't like how everybody was trying to turn on her, like one of the last episodes. I was like, she didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
I feel like she's just chill. She's not even doing anything. And all the guys were like, Amber has to go.
Right.
I'm like, wait, why? She didn't even do anything.
Yeah, no.
Did I miss something?
No, hold on. Hey, Amber. How's it going? How you doing? Just in case.
In case
you and Dean, we don't know how the show is going to end, you know what I mean? But I think Amber, Ashley, I feel like Amber is someone that if I brought her here and said, guys, this is my girlfriend, you guys would be like, good on you, Nas.
Good for you, Nas.
Yeah, but I mean, I had a dating situation. You guys fucking hated her, I remember, years ago. I felt the energy. You know, like I felt she wasn't.
Wait, the one that ended up like being crazy?
Being nuts. Yeah. The energy was bad. But Amber Amber, I like her because she just like, with Dean, she's like, are we gonna work on this? Are we gonna talk about our relationship?
I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
It's so mean to her.
I don't wanna disrespect Dean, but I do think he's not treating her right.
Yeah.
He's out here about his career. Bro. My career's good. Bro, my movie made more money than Ben Shapiro's shitty movie. You know Ben Shapiro? That little idiot? The guy that was like, he was worried about WAP.
Always running his mouth.
He's like, my wife's pussy doesn't get wet.
Like, that's gross.
Yeah. And by the way, to Ben Shapiro's wife, I heard you've got a problem. You know? But forget you. I don't care about you. Ben Shapiro's wife, go away.
Yeah,
Amber.
Both of them.
Come to us. No, I will say, if Amber and I did get into a dating situation, me and Dean will be totally cool. And if they have kids, we'll like co-parent and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, well, I can see that. We'll be like the Fast and Furious family a little bit.
Oh my God.
You know? He'll tell her to shut up and then I'll just be like,
I know. She was like literally just trying to talk about the relationship and then he was like, shut up. I was like,
Yeah. She goes like, are we going to talk about this or not? We want to talk. I want to put the work into this relationship. And then he's like, shut up.
It's like all these men are just so emotionally stunted on this show. You know, like, I'm not saying none of the girls don't have like toxic traits, but they all have like anger issues.
Do you think Blair is emotionally stunted or do you think he's way too mature?
No, he's emotionally stunted too. Yeah. He had anger issues too. Like he was going off on Ariel when she was trying to talk too.
Oh yeah.
And
he would,
like when he was in the pool and he's like, ugh, like right. Oh my God, get it the fuck together.
Oh right. And then remember that one part? It showed he had a kind of a lack of tact. He was talking to Angelique. Do you remember Angelique?
He called her a bitch?
Yeah, which is
Yeah. Like, you have no control on your emotions he called her a bitch because I don't think he liked that she disagreed with him.
Yeah.
I don't think he can handle a disagreeable woman.
Right.
And a lot of men can't. And if you like say anything that like challenges them at all, they'll just immediately resort to calling you a bitch.
That's true.
And like, you're emotionally stunted if that's what you're doing.
I'm not like that and Blake's not like that. Thank you very much. When a woman challenges me, I say challenge on.
Yeah.
You know,
love
like,
a challenge.
I'm stepping up. It's time to step up. It's time to be a man. You guys need to be men. And Blair, while I am impressed with your physical fitness routine, I think you, what Ashley said, you are still emotionally stunted. He's kind of a pussy too because he's like,
Didi.
Like when they had when they all get together at the end and they're like, the women are on one side, the guys are on one side. And he's so like kind of weirdly like dramatic, but not dramatic. Like he goes like,
Didi, I have walls and the walls are up and I cannot give you what you need, but then I will give you this.
And then you can see he has like tears in his eyes. And
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, and then she does her thing. She's like, I like you. I want to get to know you. That's okay. I respect that.
I feel like Didi's like very mature, but she's still kind of like a doormat.
Right.
Like, I mean, just lets anything happen.
Do you know? I mean, the thing is, real talk. Okay. Like, if I was with Amber. Hold on. Let's put on the sexy music. No, wait. Let's put on reggae music. No, wait. Here, wait. Yeah. Okay. Let's chill out here. Okay.
Ooh.
If I was with Amber. This does not go with what I'm saying. But okay. If I was with Amber.
I'll put the sexy.
If I was with Amber, I would not use her as a doormat. I'm just being honest. Like, I have to be honest. Mr. Red has to be honest about men and yeah. the things and stuff. If I was with Dee Dee, I feel like every so often I might do something to see what I can get away with. And then she'll be, and then I'll see, whoa, I can get away with a lot with this. Dee Dee, I'm going to go out with Blake and go party with yeah. random people.
Unfortunately, you just have to put your foot down or people will just keep testing the
yeah.
boundaries.
Yeah. Well, where are you at with what you feel about the current, like, men and women and relationships and stuff? Is it a big, like, how do you even manage this shit? It's so confusing.
It's a shit show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like everybody's like, there's a gender war because women are speaking up about, like, men needing to, like, be more mature.
Right.
And not abuse women or kill women.
Yeah.
And men think it's a war. Like, no, like, this isn't mutual.
Yeah. I was listening to a podcast, Film Junk, and it's my favorite podcast ever. Shout out Film Junk. I love you guys. And they were reviewing Barbie, and one of the guys was saying that there was a dude in the theater that every time they would make like a point in the movie, the guy would go, shut up. Shut up.
No way.
Yeah. Did you see Barbie, by the way?
I loved it.
You loved it? Yeah. Ken was great.
He was so funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It was
and
great.
And Alan was hilarious.
Yeah. It was good. Blake, you didn't see it, no? Yeah. Last week, Blake and I went to see Boogeyman. Did you see that one?
How was that? No.
It was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
It was good.
Really?
It was about trauma and shit. You know, it was like...
I feel like all the horror movies these days are about trauma.
It's about something else. Yeah. It's never about... Now it's not about
They're
Freddy Krueger.
All about, like, mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting that they do that.
Yeah.
But I'd like Freddy to come back and just be like, it's about me.
Yeah.
You know, like... But Ashley, what else have you seen lately?
What have I seen? I just started watching Succession.
Oh, yeah? How is it?
It's
My
really
mom
good.
Loves that show.
It's so good.
Yeah. Rich white people being...
It's like, they're so rich. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. And they just treat people like shit. I feel like I just watched, like, something else, too, but I can't remember what.
Is it based on, like, true events? Or is
no, it's, like, about, like, a big, giant company, like, say, like, a media company, a media mogul, and he's old and he's about to die, so his four kids are, like, trying to, like, get their piece of the pie. I think that's how it describes the show.
You saw only one episode?
No, I'm like six episodes in.
I had a whole fucking
five
notes.
Or six.
Where are my notes? I had notes, actually.
Oh, you did?
I lost my notes.
Oh, no.
Without a girlfriend, I don't have notes. I don't know. You know, like, that's the guys, you know? But, so Succession is good.
It's good, yeah. I finished watching Barry. Did you watch Barry?
I saw the first episode, and it was really good. I just didn't follow up.
Yeah, it's so good. I loved Barry.
Have you seen The Bear?
I watched The Bear.
I watched
so good.
Two episodes. Love that show.
It's so good.
It's so great.
Yeah. The second season was amazing.
Kind of reminds me of him. Right? Do you kind of see
the
it?
Curly hair.
Have you seen The Bear?
Like the eyes.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know of it.
Yeah.
It's
like,
really good.
Like mysterious. You know. You know what I mean? Like, kind of reminds me of you. No, yeah.
It.
It's a great show. It's about like this Michelin chef that goes and makes sandwiches and stuff.
Sandwiches.
But you like Barbie? Did you?
Isn't it actually like him trying to save?
Yeah, it's like a rundown restaurant. Yeah. Like, his brother had died, and then like he kind of gets left with it, and he's trying to save it. But it's like a bunch of family drama too.
Yeah.
The second season, there's a really good episode. It's like a Christmas episode. It's extra long. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. She's like,
oh, really?
Mom. It's really good.
You know, I've seen her titties in person.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Yeah, at the tailoring shop. I've said this story before.
Oh.
And this is a good story to leave off. At the Magic Tailoring Shop, where many wonderful people have passed through, Jamie Lee Curtis used to come in there.
Oh.
And she was notorious because the guy that used to run the tailoring shop before my dad bought it, his name was Ray, and he was like, oh yeah, Jamie Lee, she would just take everything off. She doesn't even go in the dressing room. She just takes everything
doesn't
off. That's
care.
How we talk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I was out front, and I was like, I think I was 18. I had just turned 18. And at the time I had a girl I was seeing and stuff, and you know, and Jamie Lee Curtis was out front. She takes off her shirt, and then she was wearing like a mesh bra, and I could see the nipples and stuff. And then so my mom was in the back, and I got scared, and so I went to the back. Because I was helping. So I just cut and run. I was like, I went to the back. I said, Mom, I can't go back out there. She's naked. And then my mom said like something like, don't be a wimp, go back out there. And then like, and then I went out and then that was it. And then like years later, we saw her again. And it was like right before Halloween came out. And then I just straight up asked her, I was like, hey, what's this? It was right before. And I was like, what's the status with the Halloween? And then she showed me
the new Halloween?
The new one, yeah. And then she went into her phone and she showed me the new poster. And she said, we're just unveiling this today.
Oh.
And then I said, Laurie Strode is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
And at no point
I didn't say at any point,
I saw your titties. I said, you know, I was totally cool. Totally cool,
would've
man.
Weird.
Totally cool.
So what? I didn't even see you.
No, I was like there.
Oh.
Like she just did not care. See, here's the thing. I noticed something. When I got this work in commercials and stuff, I noticed this. On like productions, and I'll give you some like insider Hollywood show business thing. On production, I mean, you've been around, so you know, like they have a wardrobe day mm-hmm. where they're doing that and stuff. When I got my first commercial, I'm a shy guy. I mean, this is as naked as I get in front of anybody, you know, like I, you know, and when we did the wardrobe day, one of the actors was saying, yeah, no, actors just kind of,
yeah,
just change.
Like as an actor, or like a model, you just get used to it. Like,
yeah.
Because maybe at first you like are shy, but eventually like it's like normal and you just are like, why?
Yeah.
Covered up.
Yeah. And so I remember, like on wardrobe days, you would see people just changing and stuff. And then you just kind of, you know, like one thing I want to say, I want to do this. I want to see. Okay. Just hold on. We got 8 minutes to kill. So let's kill this with eight. Hold on. Let me see. Okay. See the bald head?
Nice.
Bald head. Nice. Yeah. Cool. Okay. I want to pull up a clip. Okay. Here, I'm gonna do the rest. I'm fucking hot. That's why. But like, okay, all right. Looking good, Nas. Looking good. Hold on. Nas, I'm gonna make love to myself for a second. Hello, Nas. You are sexy. Hey, baby. Okay. Pull up a clip. I want you to find a man yells at trumpet player. Have you seen this video? I saw a meme that took a clip of this video. Okay, and then it said how women treat men that are under 6 feet.
Oh my god.
And I just want to show you this clip of this angry man, because this the clip that they used was the guy goes, you obviously don't have respect for yourself and others, and then he throws down his jacket. I just want to say, you know, I was doing the sexy thing, and I'm a sexy man. It's hard when you're bald and not 6 feet, but I manage. Dee Dee and who's the other lady? Oh, here.
Amber.
Let's watch this. Okay.
Yeah, you suck. How dare you get to me? Who would have written anybody else? Get out! No, you go. Get out!
Wait, we can watch this whole thing. It's a great video. The guy was playing a trumpet, and then this little man comes and yells at him for playing the trumpet.
You suck! No! No!
Oh, this world.
You go. Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out!
Have you seen this?
Get out!
Oh, what a weird thing. Yeah. Yeah, but there's this one part.
No!
Here we go, here we go. He gets...
You miserable, presumptuous, no talent! You're no artist! An artist respects the silence that serves as the foundation of creativity. You obviously don't have the talent. You don't have enough respect for yourself or other people, or what it is to express yourself. In music, or any other form of creativity. And I'm an NYU film school graduate. Sucker. And the School of Visual Arts. And the Academy of Art University in San Francisco. You suck. You are no talent. If you really had talent, go practice. And then get yourself a gig. Instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here. You disgrace. You're everything that's gone wrong in this world. You're self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit. And I've earned my right to say it. Okay?
He throws the thing down. He threw his bag down.
With Bill Grant. In 1975, I walked Bob Dylan up on stage. Who the fuck are you? I knew the Grateful Dead from 1966. Who the fuck are you? You're nothing. You're nothing. You are nothing. And you will never be anything. Never. How dare you? How dare you? You miserable, mediocre nothing.
Ashley's a good
shame
out.
On you.
Yeah.
You crack stupid little smile. You little pip. Go on to play. Go on to play. You're flat. You can't even carry a fucking note. I don't care about your little like horn lip. It doesn't mean that you know how to play.
I love it.
You're flat.
I love this world. I love the core and I love this man.
I'm trained contemporaneously, and
right,
you
enough.
Suck.
Go enough. Away. The guy's like,
no.
Okay.
No.
He's like, I get
wait,
it.
How long does he go on? I want to start telling people, you're flat.
You're flat. You obviously don't have the talent.
I'm fucking dead that guy just yeah. let him go on for like 5 minutes. Like,
all right, right. It's cool because I feel like the guy that was behind the camera, he's like, dude, this is gold. This
I
is
would be laughing so yeah. hard.
You guys.
I'd be scared.
I love this man and I love Thakur.
He looks like he belongs in Twin Peaks.
He looks like... Like half of his torso is gone.
He has no torso.
Yeah. What up? What's up with that? That's strange.
That's hilarious.
Right. Well, we talked reality TV.
No, but
we
wait. Short kings, it's okay.
Right?
Girls like short guys.
Yeah?
Yes.
Actually, I'll tell you something. I once told April this. Maybe I told you as well, but like one time on a dating app, I'm not on those things anymore because the last time I went on a date with those, the woman was doing coke all night. It was so weird. Yeah. It was like the worst date I've ever had. It was a successful date, but it was just weird. Like, you know, like, but the last date I was on, this woman said, I said, hey, how's it going? We matched and stuff. And then I said, hey, how you doing? And then she goes, how tall are you? And then I go, I'm about 5'9", 5'10". And then she goes like, sorry, you need to be 6'2" to ride this bad boy. And then she unmatched me. And then I went,
I told my friends. I was like, no, yeah. People are weird and just like, especially on dating apps, like people just feel like they could just treat people like whatever.
Right.
I feel like unless you're like a really tall girl, then like, okay.
Yeah.
But if you're like short.
Right.
Like, who cares?
Who cares? Right. Who cares? Let's.
Just don't be a dick or don't be weird. And
yeah,
then,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're good.
So you hear that short kings and maybe some bald kings. You gotta own
bald
it.
Bald kings too.
Yeah. You know, like.
Jason Statham, bald and short.
Jason Statham, right? You know, hey, Blake, do you worry about baldness at all? No. See, that's good, Blake. Other dudes act like pussies about it. Like, it's going to happen, bro.
I've
it's going
to. I've like. I don't know if I was here.
Oh, my God. I'm such a master. We did 30 minutes. Yeah. Right. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you so much. That's, remember the content factory of which you were a part of and bringing the gold, the Simpin gold? The Simpin gold. Do you have any any things on the horizon with Simpin? I know you're on the hiatus.
Honestly, but I'm just like trying to keep my TikTok active because I know that's where like most of like my like listeners or people that follow me are. So
real
I'm just trying
talk
to stay active there right now.
One quick thing. We got a minute. You've been like your Ashley's audience is pretty massive. It's
all right.
No, but it's good. It's very healthy. A lot. Did it go up because of the TikTok or was it, you know, like when did it kind of, was TikTok. It because of TikTok?
Yeah.
I'm going
to
get on that.
I started
TikTok.
Like uploading the clips to TikTok and then like almost immediately, like one of the clips went viral. And
it's
after
crazy.
That, like they would just go viral once in a while.
Damn. I should do the Snapchat filter of like, make me a woman. And then I'll go crazy viral. It's a good thing I'm not a woman because I would use every crazy trick and I'd probably be slutty as fuck, you know?
That's like, what, I think guys always say that, but then guys will shit on women for doing it. But the thing is too, like guys think it's just easy. You just be like a hot girl, but even like doing that, you have to market yourself. It's marketing. Like you have to put in the work to like be posting, like doing the right captions, SEO,
right?
Like
right.
Making sure the content's good.
Right.
So just like keep at it. Of course, being hot helps.
Right. I would, if I was a woman, I wouldn't even go to college. I would just invest in my OnlyFans. I would have an OnlyFans and it would
that's
be like
the
greatest.
That's the thing, is people are like OnlyFans or feet pictures of this, but like it's hard still. Like it's still like a full-time thing. Like you can't just post a video and you're good. It's going to market itself.
And then you have to act like you like these creeps.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like that's probably the hardest part.
Hey, guys. By the way, I want to shout out to someone, okay? Savannah Casey, I love you. She followed me on Twitter she's a model. I love you so much. Like, she's just so hot. And then another woman, August Kiss, she started following me too. I love you as well.
Okay,
I love both
out.
Of you. Let's go to the big D. Let's become polygamous, right? Like you and Ashley can arrange the marriage, like the minister. You'll be the minister.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah? Cool. It's only $50 to get the minister thing, by the way. You know what's funny? We got an hour, baby. Oh, fuck yeah. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nasred. Follow me on Instagram at Mr. Nasred. Follow us on our websites, www.wild7studios.com. Add us, subscribe to us on YouTube. Ashley, where can the good people find you?
Simpin After Dark on all the socials, and then Ashley_Friday_ on Instagram for my personal Instagram.
Nice.
Just, go to Simpin to see any updates for when the podcast
she will
back.
Return. Let's keep those comments respectful, boys.
Period.
Let's not get crazy dumb with a woman that speaks her mind, speaks her peace.
Oh, I get annoying ass dudes like every day on TikTok.
You know what's funny? Okay, we're gonna go, but I gotta say something. We once, one time, I experienced a war because of this one
on
douchebag.
YouTube?
You remember this?
The
like, yeah, we put up a clip of Ashley on our YouTube, which is Wild 7 Studios, and some dude commented. Basically, I remember very well what the thing was, and I know we're going over, but this is important. Ashley, there was a video where Ashley was saying sometimes it's okay to ghost someone if you're not feeling it. That was the gist of the.
Was it that one?
I think it was
someone or ghost. Somebody.
Ghost someone. Okay. Yeah. And then this guy commented, "That's horrible advice." Blah blah blah. He was some guy that wasn't even in America and stuff.
I think it was like two clips because I feel like there was one about like I was talking about men's mental health or whatever.
Oh right,
I was
right,
like,
right.
"Let me do an episode about men's mental health," and
yeah,
they were
yeah.
not having it.
Right.
So fuck y'all.
Right, right. And then like, I went and created a new account on YouTube. And I had just seen that Santa Claus movie where he's a badass and he does action. So I used that as my avatar. And then I think I gave myself a name and stuff. And then I went and commented because this guy was like, make like really bad comments, like just ugly and stupid. And then I said, "Hey, douchebag, leave her alone." But then I realized like, what am I doing? I'm fighting with this guy. He's an idiot. And then like literally the only picture of him with a woman, he kept saying, "I have a relationship. I'm in a relationship." And then it's like, dude, I looked at his social media and like, and I, since then I've adapted this policy of like, just don't give a fuck about what people are saying. Don't
so
even
many
engage.
These guys are lying. I get so many guys that are like, "I'm married and blah, okay."
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're in my comments.
Right.
Like, why?
Like, no, you're fucking not. Like, and
you're
and,
not
and,
married.
Yeah. And the only picture of him with a woman was him close to a woman, was him reading a hentai book. You know, and it's like, bro, you're watching hentai, and like, what are you talking? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you just have to realize, like, anybody, like, in like a comment section being hateful like that is projecting. They're miserable. They hate themselves. They're fucking losers. They're insecure.
Yeah.
And they don't get bitches.
Yeah, you don't get no bitches. Me, Savannah. Savannah. Hold on. What? Hold on. You follow me. I notice you noticing me, and I want to say something very special. I love you. Isn't that game, right? That's it, right? Right? Woo. This is my friend Blake, co-worker as well. And this is my friend Ashley, co-worker as well.
Hi.
We are in LA. I see you're not in LA. We can fix that real quick. I straight up said to her, I said, dude, next time I ever, if I ever go to like, when I, next time I go to a red carpet thing, you could be my arm candy. And she was like, oh, that sounds fun. I was like, yeah, yeah, it sounds fun. Blake, we got to keep doing the show because we'll get, like, follows. You know, oh, wait, but you're with somebody, right?
Yeah, I'm taking.
Yeah, he's taken.
Off so, the market, ladies.
Yeah, so August and Savannah, lovely names. You two with me, right? Okay, you know what? That was fun. I got so hyped up into the thing. Thank you, Ashley, so much. We love
you
so much.
Me.
You're the best. Ashley is the best. Ashley
Thank
is the queen.
You.
Anybody
Shout
disrespects,
out
we will fucking bomb on your ass like an avalanche, in the words of Tupac. And don't fuck with us ever. Shut up, sexy music. Let's go to the regular music. Blake, where can the good people find you?
Oak, TWN, Blake, on Instagram.
Nice. Nice. And, yeah. So that's it. That's it. We talked reality TV. We played a video of a strange man. you know. I'm gonna ask Emmanuel to reach out to the people that own that video of the strange man so we could just straight up play it. While we play it, because isn't that a masterpiece?
That is crazy.
What did you say you were gonna say to people?
You're
flat.
I've been holding in.
You're flat.
My pee for the longest, and I really need to go.
So oh really? Okay. Cool. All right, Blake. Whoa, Blake, your headphones. Blake. Gotcha, buddy. All right. His teeth were floating. You know what I mean? Like he was holding in the pee. What kind of pee was it?
You're flat.
Your artist. You don't have any respect for yourself or others. That's how some short guys. I'm not saying I agree with.
That's another example of like projection.
Right.
He was talking about all these things he did in the past, and now he's a failure. So he's projecting all that miserable hatred on other people.
Onto this one guy. Or like for instance, we drop a harmless video of Ashley talking about men's mental health, which is an important issue that people ignore, and people get all crazy butthurt and start commenting, and all they're doing is reading hentai and masturbating.
Yeah.
You know? Disgusting.
Get your panties out of a bunch.
Yeah. Fucking douche. I was going to say something really
bad.
Yeah. Fucking douchebag. Fucking leave us alone. Fucking either love us or leave us alone, in the words of Jay-Z. Right? Right, Ashley?
Yeah.
Cool. Ashley, I'm going to let this song fade. The song is long, though. That's the thing. So you know what? We're good. I'm gonna, and we're gonna cut. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was good to be back.
Thank you. Please return.
Thank you for listening, listener.
You know what you gotta do? When the Big D finale comes, come back. We'll talk the finale. Because we.
When is the finale?
I think it's in a few weeks.
Okay.
So like next month.
When's a new episode out?
Today.
Today?
Yeah, today. Yeah, the Big D. It's on USA. Okay. At
Does it
10.
Air like on the app the same day that it
No, it would actually air tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But if you have USA, you have USA?
I don't think so.
It's normal like, cable channel.
I don't know if I have normal cable.
Oh, really? Oh, you cord cut it?
I think so.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then use my USA.
I have like a Samsung TV and it has a random ass channels on there.
Oh.
But it's not like regular channels. It's like I don't fucking know what it is. Like, there's a Bob Ross channel.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. A Bob Ross channel.
Yeah, I don't... Cool. It's weird.
Cool. Ashley, this is the best. You're the content queen, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, gang. I'll see you later. Have fun. But sorry, Thakur. Sorry, everybody. All right, cool.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.